Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, folks, the Dolphins Friday here on WQAM. Brought to you by Gunther Kia. You got to get to Gunther Kia in Fort Lauderdale on 441 just north of I-595. Or visit GuntherKia.com for car buying done your way. You got to get to Gunther Kia.
All right. We've got a couple hours left here. Got a lot of stuff still to jump on, including this a big game for the Miami Hurricanes. And people are going to say, Joe, they're a 27-point favorite. They're a four-touchdown favorite. What are you talking about? They got to get some things worked out here. Most of the team looks good. Most of that team actually looks good, except the one part, which to me is incredible. I wasn't even worried before the spring football game. And I was like, no, man, I saw a bunch of those guys playing high. They're going to be fine. They just got to learn. They got to get coached up. And there won't be a problem, man. And there's just no way. The biggest problem on this team, I mean, defensive line, linebacker, corner, maybe offensive line a little bit, but not wide receiver. And I saw grades are coming out, and Pro Football Focus has got college grades as well. I mean, we grade everything now, right?
Of course.
But clearly, the one part of this team that's struggling the most is the passing game. And by the way, not just wide receivers, other guys to catch the football as well. But it's focused around the wide receiver position and getting open, running good routes, being on the same page when you're supposed to make a break. And if he thinks you're going to make it at 12 yards, don't make it at 15 yards. And little things like that, that honestly – they should be working on. And then, of course, the final thing, you got to catch the football no matter where it is. Tight coverage. Don't take off and run before you have it. Make sure you catch it. And I just never thought – I'm amazed. And Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us coming up at 8:20. And we'll talk to him about this whole thing. That's really – they get that part worked out, or if they can get some guys to just be really solid. Whoever your favorite guy is. I mean, we got two guys got same last name. Maybe it's those two guys, the Smiths.
Well, something needs to change because Hollywood brought it up also. It's the fact that these guys are practicing well. They're just not playing well during games. They're not catching balls during games. Or they're not making the big plays during games. You know, outside of a couple, and we talked about this before, transfer portal guys in the last couple years, and then Mike Harley, when was the last really good receiver here? Really, really good receiver for the University of Miami.
No, it's been a while.
It's been a long time.
Since
and
we've
surprising.
Had an NFL-drafted wide receiver that was really good. I mean, we got a little spoiled. I mean, you know, and I'm not going to do this today. I told myself I'm not going to go back and where one or two wide receivers would hand off to two more really good wide receivers who would hand off to, you know, one of the groups of receivers through the years. I looked at this last night. One of the best group of receivers they had, none of them were first-round picks. Remember Lamar Thomas's group?
That's right.
That group. Now, they were all good players.
They were really good players.
And they played in the NFL, and one guy did flips and was a high jumper, and Lamar, and that group was good. But they weren't first-round picks, but they were damn good players.
Never talked about them having the dropsies like this.
Well, listen, man, I don't know about the thing about them dropping the ball in practice and or not dropping the ball in practice and catching it. To me, man, when you get in a game, you are so focused that it's just the opposite for most guys. It is. I'm not saying certain guys don't, you know, maybe a little nervous in a big game or something, but I don't know. It's just kind of just silly. We're sitting here talking about all positions. And then I hear they're down to six or seven guys. I'm like, that's plenty. Let's play. It's plenty. Got a bunch of tight ends can fit in there. But we stay healthy with six or seven guys. I don't know why everybody's, we're a little shorthanded. I get two guys are down, but I don't know. I see NFL teams play with four guys every
that's
week.
It. Right.
So we'll talk to DBJ about it. And obviously Van Dyke's a very frustrated quarterback right now. And like he said, and I hope he did, and hey, man, we got to spend extra time together because you guys are it. There's nothing else we can do for the rest of the year. We've got you guys. This is it for the ACC schedule coming up after this Middle Tennessee State game where they are big, big favorites. But the rest of that team, defensive line, playing great.
Yeah, playing solid.
Offensive line, playing fine. Safety, I just, everything else has been fine. Hell, we got a guy running for 100 yards a game. So it's been good. I think you can get more out of the tight end position. I think that's going to be a game plan going forward, too, that we can get them the ball. And so, anyway.
Oh, that's a strike that
find
offense.
Out what,
hit that, right?
What Don Bailey Jr. got to say about this whole thing and playing all those guys and being consistent and catching the football, getting open. And, by the way, even in tight coverage, jump up, make the catch. Those happen a lot to everybody, too. And get rolling. Then, hey, Sunday, speaking of two guys that can run routes, release, and catch the ball and run after the catch, those two guys for the Miami Dolphins, who if you're looking at matchups, this ought to be really interesting. Now, you got to have time to get them the football, don't get me wrong, but there's a good chance that the Buffalo Bills, because of injury, will start two draft picks at corner against Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. And there's a chance that one or both of their starting safeties will be out, who, by the way, are one of the best pair of safeties. Hyde and Poyer are two of the best in football playing together. I'm sure if they have to miss a game, they wouldn't mind missing Tyreek. The last time they saw him, he was waving at him. He was running by him a little bit.
That's bad timing, though, to have a couple of those guys banged up
so
for the Dolphins
game. At the same position, waiting for an all-pro guy to come back from surgery, and now you got a couple of veteran guys down. But again, the problem has been, before we get to the passing part of it, has been blocking those guys up front. And those guys have been really good against us, although this offensive line's playing a lot better than they did last year with the coaching. By the way, speaking of that, we had Duke Riley on earlier this morning. Man, I got to tell you something. You talk about a guy all in on his coach.
Yes.
We've had more guys come on, and again, he really broke it down because he talked about the situation of showing you what you're doing wrong and embarrassing you in front of the team.
Right, we've
and
heard
offense.
We've heard that from you.
So that was the way, and to me, that was the most embarrassing, most humiliating thing, but I understand that was old school. That was, and all the guys, and a couple guys would laugh if you did something wrong, and he, you know, he got on a roll, and meanwhile, I mean, you're embarrassed, you know, and then the comment, well, if you can't catch the ball, you don't do me any good on this team. Mm. Like, oh, that's just what I wanted to hear in front of everybody. Could you at least make that comment privately? Mm. And this guy is like, hey, you know, I love the effort here, but, hey, I want to show you, this is last year how you did it. Look, see what you did? Man, that's, and puts a positive spin so nobody's embarrassed. And Duke Riley broke this down, and I'll be honest, I heard that on behalf of all the rest of Miami Dolphin players that have ever played. I think we'd all like that treatment.
That's a little different.
Man, that was
polar opposite of what you're
Duke
used
was
to.
Talking about breaking down. And he wasn't just saying, "Oh yeah, we really like the guy." He told why and had some really good stuff. Matter of fact, we have time. We'll try to run that at the end of the show. We got Don Bailey Jr. going to join us coming up. Zach, what do you have for us?
All right, well, I want to tell you about the injury report that's going on here for the Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills. That is coming up 1 o'clock on Sunday. The injury report, by the way, always brought to you by our very, very good friends at the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. The experts there treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Joe, you brought it up before. Did not participate now 2 days in a row for Hunter Long, Seathan Carter, and Tron Armstead. Armstead with that toe. Limited in practice. Xavier Howard, which was good news, and Raekwon Davis as well. Cedric Wilson Jr. also limited. And full participants, Tanner Connor, Alec Ingold, Channing Tindale, and we had a vet rest day again for Melvin Ingram. That is your injury report from the Miami Dolphins, always brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
All right, I want to tell you about Paul Leaf Chief Tiki Huts. This is the weekend. Man, I'm looking outside. It's nice outside. I'm thinking, how nice would your backyard look right now with a Leaf Chief Tiki Hut? Huh? Little sports bar back there, put some TVs. Get that bar all set up, a nice shaded area where you and your family and your buddies can sit back on a Saturday and Sunday, enjoy all your favorite games, hang out with the family, get more out of your weekends. A lot of people fixing up that house. Why not add Leaf Chief Tiki Huts to it as well? Any ideas you have, they can do for you, no matter what size, to fit your space or your dream. Absolutely gorgeous, the work they do at Leaf Chief Tiki Huts. And, man, I'm telling you, they can do it any way you want to really get more out of that backyard is what it's about. Hey, they custom-build resort-style Tiki Huts for your home or your business. They build Tiki Huts in all shapes and sizes. Been in business since 2011. Their Tiki Huts are eco-friendly and will add value to your home or your business. They're licensed and insured. More importantly, they just do really good work. Call 954-743-9117. It's something you've been thinking about. Like, God, I was kind of wondering who does those Tiki Huts. Are really cool. My brother-in-law's got great ones. 954-743-9117 or visit online at leafchieftikihuts.com. That's leafchieftikihuts.com. Man, let them do some fancy, fun stuff for you. If you have any questions, you have some ideas on what you want, Leaf Chief Tiki Huts and Paul.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We'll make it happen.
Do you have a cat who's portly, husky, or maybe even obese? Well, we have great news for you and your large companion. From weight loss coach and author of the best-selling diet cookbook, Are You Sure You Should Eat That?, comes Joe Rose's Cat Salads. Available in three flavors, the Big Billy, the Big Eddie, and the Meow Surprise, where we toss Billy and Eddie's salads together in a tasty mix. Pick up Joe Rose's Cat Salads in a pet store near you, or you can order in bulk at gograbasalad.com.
There was no reason for
always
that.
Appreciate the new sponsors here at WQAM.
Grab a salad.
Wow, grabasalad.com.
I think this guy eats salads. I don't know about the cats, but this dude is lean, mean. He's a wrecking machine.
All right, let's jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now and talk to one of the cat dads. Also going to be on the call for the game this Saturday with Joe Sakaki. I can't even get
please
through
play it again. Please play it again. Oh my
God. Do you
God.
Have a cat who's portly, husky, or maybe even obese? Well, we have great news for you and your large companion. from weight loss coach and author of the best-selling diet cookbook, Are You Sure You Should Eat That?, comes Joe Rose's Cat Salads. Available in three flavors, the Big Billy, the Big Eddie, and the Meow Surprise, where we toss Billy and Eddie's salads together in a tasty mix. Pick up Joe Rose's Cat Salads in a pet store near you, or you can order in bulk at gograbasalad.com.
Oh my God.
How about that website?
Joe. Portly and husky. Portly and husky. dare we say obese?
Oh, no.
Go grab a salad.
We don't say that about our cats. We don't say that. No.
God.
They're happy. They're happy cats. That's all that matters. I'll bet you mine's eating right now at that house. There's a good chance he's eating something right now. If he's not, he's sleeping, and that's all he does, man.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Oh, my God. That was a 10.
Hey. TBJ, we got a lot of stuff to get to here to get away from those damn cats for a sec. The passing game, of all the parts of this team that everything's been pretty good. Offensive line's been great. Defensive line's played great. All these things. The passing game. I never thought we'd be talking about the passing game. And tell me nobody's really gotten that much better except for one injured guy.
Yeah, I understand it because I was thinking hard about this thing. And here's what we got to remember now with Tyler, especially. So he had 2 years with Rhett Lashley. He had a year when Rhett came in and was put in that offense and was behind King and got a chance to get it and understand it. And then when he stepped in, when Derek was injured, I mean, he had had a lot of snaps. He had had a lot of visual reps. He had been in a lot of meetings, and I think he had a very good grasp of it. But he also had, you know, Rambo and Harley, who I'm going to remind you, gave him 136 catches and 1,715 yards, you know, between those guys. And that hurts. You know, and I'm with you. I mean, look, these other guys got to play. I mean, the Reddings and the Ladsons and the Brinsons and the Youngs and the Smiths and Rashad Smith, they've got to play. But I think you're still seeing some growth in this offense with Van Dyke. And I think that he's going to, you know, they're smart coaches. They're going to figure it out. You got to get the tight ends more involved if you can. And I think these running backs do a great job of catching the football. And I see that as well. But I didn't. You know, I think everybody was thinking we're going to throw it 60%, 70% of the time, and that's not what it is. So you got to adjust to the run game impacting the offense as well.
So is it more about, not to get too specific here, is it more about releases? Is it more about route running? Is it obviously catching the football no matter what the situation is, whether you get separation or not? Is it quarterback? Wide receiver not on the same page? What do you think's the biggest problem of the group?
I think there's probably a little bit of D, all of the above, right? I think you have a mixture of all of that. I you know, Joe, the only thing that I can say through my history around this game is that when something's not clicking, you've just got to go rep the hell out of it and get on the same page. And if that's, you know, if these guys got to start staying longer after practice or coming in earlier and working together, that's the only way I've ever seen it happen. I've never seen a magic potion unless you go out and you recruit a guy that can come in and make an impact immediately, or a guy all of a sudden comes off an injury and he clicks up a notch or two. But, you know, it's everything. When something's not clicking in this game, if the running game's not clicking, it's not just the offensive lineman, or it's probably usually not just the right guard or the left tackle. It's the whole timing of the whole unit, and I think that's the case right here. You know, if it was one thing, my God, the way people are hyper-focused on performance now, they would work on that and get it fixed immediately. I mean, that would just be eradicated as soon as possible. I just don't see that it's just one thing. I think there's inexperience there. I mean, last year, I guess, Michael Redding had four games and one catch. Frank Ladson was at Clemson, and he was injured there. Last year you had Brinson with seven catches for 90 yards, and Colby Young was at Lackawanna Junior College, and the only guy that came back with any true experience was Keyshawn Smith. And, you know, what did he had 33 catches last year. So, you know, that's the guy that I would think would have been your bell cow, would have been Keyshawn Smith. And he has not, he did that in a return game early on. But the loss of Restrepo, I felt going into the game last week, I think I said it, was, you know, 7 to 10 point loss. That's a 7 to 10 point swing not having that guy on the field, and it turned out to be true.
Don, instead of harping on everything that might have went wrong against Texas A&M or didn't work, what did you see good last week in that game from this Hurricane team on offense and defense?
I saw 27 first downs on offense. I saw a running game that rushed for a 175 and should have been 250, probably 2.25. They probably left 50 yards on the field. I saw, Will Mallory make some catches. I saw Arroyo make probably, that was a big-time catch. Defensively, I don't think we've given them enough credit. I mean, what they handled that group of Texas A&M, that offense, and put pressure on Max Johnson. Now, he had a worse day than Tyler Van Dyke statistically. And really, you know, his production, the biggest production they had in Miami. I'll say this too, guys. We got to remember, I don't have it in front of me, but where was Miami's starting point on every drive? I mean, I saw a bunch of drives Miami had to start inside the 10-yard line, and they end up marching the field and not get on the points. But, you know, special teams, I think the special teams thing, you know, with Tyreek Stevenson, in my opinion, that really turned the game as far as I was concerned. I've seen it so long, but I felt it. I mean, that was the biggest blunder of the entire football game. You're not supposed to touch a bouncing ball. If it hits, if it hits the ground, run away from it if you don't think you have something clean. And that to me was, we can talk about all the quarterbacks and this and that. That to me is the biggest thing in the football game.
Yeah, that and the blocked field goal. I write off special teams maybe it's a different game, especially when you're trying to get certain things going. But really the frustration, Don, and you know this, just kind of what you talked about, you have almost 400 yards of offense and zero touchdowns, four trips inside the red zone. There's got to be a little frustration. As you said, you have some nice long drives, putting together a lot of first downs, and you can't get it in the end zone for six. It's got to be frustrating.
Yeah, it is. And I get trying to take the points, but, in a game like that, we have to remember that's you're on the road against a Southeastern Conference team until the week before where they got beat by App State. No, Miami was an underdog after they got beat by App State. And they were an underdog well before that. And that's a tough deal. And you cannot go in college football. I don't know if, the NFL deal is a little different. But in college football, it is hard to go into somebody's place that's a ranked opponent. And they are talented, Joe. I mean, I'll say this about the receivers. One thing I noticed about Miami's receivers was how quick Texas A&M closed on them. Well, you talk about every catch we made, their secondary closed. They were fast and reactive, and that was a very talented team. And Miami went toe-to-toe with them and hung in there, and they lost a football game, and a lot of it had to do with mistakes.
Yeah.
Don, you talked about it. You brought it up a little bit before with the Canes defense and the defensive line, and they look like they're just getting better almost week to week. Leonard Taylor showing up. A lot of guys that's one of the positives. And we know that Mario, when he comes in, that offense and defensive line priority to get those things squared away. How that defensive line, how they're getting better week to week is nice to see.
Yeah, they have done a great job of buying into rotating and being fresh. And I think that's important because you have these guys are splitting. Let's say they're splitting a game or a third in some positions. But when they go in, they're going 110 miles an hour. I think their technique is improved. And it's what I like about this defense, really, aside from James Williams, it's kind of a no-name deal. It's this week. Leonard Taylor has definitely shown up the last 2 weeks, and he needs to. But other than that, you start looking at positions and the tackle chart. James Williams always is at the top, but then you've got guys coming in that are making sacks, and the productivity is across the board. And I think that's good for the morale of that side of the football. And they're really playing team defense, and they're gonna have to, especially lead into this ACC.
Hey, real quickly before we go, who's been the best offensive lineman on this team through the, in your opinion, of that starting five or six guys that have played?
Jalen Rivers.
Yeah.
No hesitation.
Yeah. They got a lot of guys playing pretty well, though. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's been.
Well, yeah, they are, you know, and Ja'Kai Clark is in out to the guy that – so Jalen Rivers is probably the most talented guy there. Now, you know, we've got to give – before I say that and hold true to it, you know, we got Zion Nelson coming back. It is going to be a pretty darn good football player. But John Campbell has done a great job from going from injured last year and not playing to playing real good football. And you go across the board, whether it's Scaife or Oluwaseun or Clark and Campbell, and now you got Zion that's going to play a bunch. All those guys are, Joe, and they've got two talented freshmen on that line, are Cooper and McCoy. I mean, those guys are – they're coming. So that, I say overall the group, but I think, you know, the best guy that I see, you know, week in and week out is Rivers.
All right, fast start, my man. Fast start Saturday against Middle Tennessee State. Get off to a nice fast start and get both sides going, the running game and the passing game, and feel real good going into that North Carolina game in a couple of weeks, huh?
Yeah, take advantage of that week off and get through this thing healthy and get some other people healthy. I'm ready for the ACC. Have a good – hey, Joe, good luck with the Bills too now.
Right back at you, my man, on Saturday. Thank you. Don,
okay,
I appreciate
Bubba,
that, man. Have a good one.
See you guys.
Get you guys both a big bowl of that meow surprise.
Hey, man. Beef you up.
Salad.com.
You need to beef your cats up. Just call us. We can get
3:30.
Get you going.
On WQM this week at 11:30, pregame show with our own Hollywood and Brian Monroe. That was Don Bailey Jr. joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline.
All right, I want to tell you about Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Man, we've been talking about the air conditioning company. I'm talking 20-something years. Big Daddy Lenny started. We started this thing a long time ago. Trained and certified technicians 7 days a week. Take care of all your air conditioning problems. And if you need a new one, they've got them. They don't have to order them. We have them ready to go for you. But it's that plumbing company now that I really want to talk about, because right now we got some of the best plumbers in the business working for us. Toilets and sinks and any kind of problem you might have, you can't fix yourself, you need a plumber. They're working 7 days a week like the air conditioning guys. They work 7 days a week for you. But really what makes our plumbing company a little different Air Around the Clock than everybody else, we are the water heater kings of South Florida. We got a box truck, work 7 days a week, filled with all size Rheem water heater. Same day installation. You got a problem, we get rid of the old one, get a new one in. We have them in stock, ready to go. We got financing plans ready to go. Always about great service at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. You have any kind of plumbing problems, hey, Joe Rose said to give you guys a try. 855-PLUMBER, 855-PLUMBER for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
All right, Joe, let's get right to it on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Our buddy calling a second straight Miami Dolphin game.
He asked CBS if he could do Dolphin games every week.
Well, joining us every week now until the end of the season probably at this point, Kevin Harlan going to join us from CBS. Kevin, before we even get to this Buffalo game, what a game you had to call last week. What a comeback by those Miami Dolphins.
Oh, it was broadcast heaven, man. You can pray for games like that. It was, I'm sure Joe knows it too, man. It was rocking, and it was so unexpected. Not that you didn't know they could do it, but just the game looked like it. You know, Jackson played well. Lamar played a terrific game, and just there probably had to be some doubt that crept in, not to him, but to the rest of the guys when the Fins began to kind of chisel away, and Tua was fearless throwing down there, and those receivers in their speed finally took the game by the throat and squeezed, and that was all she wrote, man. That's about as fun a game as I can recall doing, quite honestly. It was a blast.
I was going to say, you've been doing this a long time, and I saw you at halftime, and you and I And we're like, oh, no, not another one of these.
Oh, it was 28-7.
And I know what you're thinking. You're going back thinking what I'm thinking is, oh, don't let this thing get to like 45-20 or some. Please don't.
Yeah, I know.
And
I know.
It was incredible. I didn't see it coming. You know, and we talked about this earlier, and we talked about all week. Lamar goes at the end of the third. He takes it to the house, and I'm thinking, oh, no. And they're chanting the MVP, and they got his picture on everything up there on all the big boards. And then that was it. That was kind of it for the team. The Dolphins flipped it.
I mean, how did that happen? What happens that all of a sudden, I mean, we know they start to run the go F it play, and that was, you know, I think they went to the whole fourth quarter with that thought. Ah, screw it, let's just go out and throw the ball and let our guys rip, and they did, and boy, that was amazing. And now they're going to take on, for the second consecutive week, a secondary that's beat up, like it maybe even worse than Baltimore's was, and Baltimore's was pretty, you know, scraggly. I mean, they Peters was not the normal Marcus Peters. He was back. Humphrey was hurt. I mean, they were hurt. And then he was starting a rookie at one of the corners. Well, that's what's going to happen with the Bills this week when they come down to the stadium. It's going to be interesting.
Well, that could be the great neutralizer, the way those two wide receivers. I wanted to ask you about those two wide receivers, Waddle and Tyreek Hill. And I know you've seen them both play before, but for two speed guys, it's incredible how good they are. Route running, catching the football, run after catch. Has that surprised you on how good they both are at that?
Well, Waddle's young at it, and so his story is still developing. But for where he is at this stage of his career, it's pretty remarkable. He's a talented kid, and I know he's feeding off of Hill. And being in Kansas City as we are, that's where we live. I know, you know, I'm watching Hill up here. He's got superb hands. He's always been a good route runner. I would never minimize the fact that he's had a PhD in wide receiver play for 5 years under Andy Reid, taught him how to be that guy. And they used him, as I know they will continue to evolve in Miami, in so many ways. And the thing that I guess is probably not – the headline when you talk about the kid is his nuance in reading the coverage, finding that hole, knowing when to stem a route, knowing when to alter it a little bit, and being so much on the same page. He has been very public, as you all know, in his support for Tua. And, you know, that's you've got a compliment. And that's how I kind of was up here, too. And Mahomes is young. And Hill was beginning to sparkle. You know, he was constantly singing Mahomes' praise. And that was I just listen, these quarterbacks hear every boo, they read every story or told about every story at the least. They know. And this Tua kid, man, we talked to him yesterday. He's pretty even keel. But to have someone like that, a veteran who is decorated, who's played in a PhD program of offense with Reed, with a great quarterback like Mahomes, like you're getting a finished product. You're getting like a valedictorian out of that kind of class to inject into that offense with that coach who's got an offensive, you know, kind of a creative way of looking at the game, with a quarterback who he feels he's going to really, you know, get to where he thinks he can go. And that's one of the great things about McDaniel is he has been very much in Tua's corner. And he said from the beginning, I see a lot in this guy, and I'm here to make him great. And I like that attitude, and he is not deterred from it or veered from it. He's right into it. So I love those kids. I love those receivers. They're fun to watch.
Well, then on top of that, we got this other horse coming to town who has just chewed up the Dolphins now. Seven straight wins. His name is Josh Allen. He is something else. Your take on just how good. I've been shocked and surprised coming out of Wyoming. I didn't expect him to get this good so quickly and how much he's improved.
Well, I'm with you. But here is, you know, these quarterbacks, they all evolve at at different stages and at different speeds and everything else. And he's probably, if you would have said coming out of Wyoming, and there was a lot of conjecture about him coming out, really? I mean, is this going to be, you know, worthy of the kind of pick you're making? And I think that the biggest difference in him is his timing. To me, when I watch him, he has really worked on the timing of his throws, getting guys in positions to make some yards after catch, which has been the thrust of what the Finns have wanted to do on offense, really get the yards after catch. But that has been the motto up in Buffalo as well. And the timing and the precision on the intermediate routes for Allen, his intermediate throws have had a much better touch and timing to them. And I think that has been the latest development in his great portfolio. He's everything they're saying. I saw him in L.A. on the opening night game Thursday against the defending champs, and he was terrific. And then I watched tape last 2 days of him against Tennessee, and he was even better. So he's right on the screws. He's great. He's great.
Kevin, we had Duke Riley on, linebacker for the Dolphins. Joe's been talking about this for a while. We saw it with Christian Wilkins last time these guys played. It's going to be chippy. The Dolphins remember how the last game or last couple games have played out. Josh Allen running the ball late in the game. I feel like this game, if it stays close, is going to get very, very chippy by the end of this ball game.
Well, they're very familiar. You're so right. I mean, they're very familiar with each other. I think that the target on the back of the Bills is pretty big. Everyone's picked them. They picked the quarterback to be the MVP. They picked the team to make it not only to the Super Bowl, but win the Super Bowl. And they may have the best roster 1 through 53. But their secondary is beat up. I do know that, like Baltimore's was last week. And that's going to be an issue. There is no way around it. They got two rookies. They're rotating at one corner. They got a guy who is pretty good, this Dane Jackson. He's not going to play. He was at the other corner. And the two safeties are banged up, one worse than the other. I don't know where they're going to go for reserves and what they're going to do. Now, their rush is pretty good. Their pass rush is significant. And that's going to be, you know, one thing to watch. But they know each other well, 7 straight wins. Teams don't forget. And there's no doubt that the Dolphins are feeling very confident right now. Their chest is out there. They're feeling it. And we'll see. Well, this will be a great heat check. This game will. Where are the Dolphins? What we may see early on in the season, are they what that, you know, tells us, or are they still building? My guess is it'll be close. I would never want to pick a winner. I don't think it's a 41-7 game though. If people are thinking that the Bills are going to go in there and steamroll, I don't think that at all. I could see either team winning. But I do feel that this is a different Dolphin team. And last week, that game does so much for everything. The way you practice, the way you prepare, the extra study. And then you tack onto that, yeah, this team has crushed us or beaten us 7 straight times. And this is a team. This is the team that everyone's talking about in the AFC. I mean, that place, it'll be cooking on Sunday. I cannot wait to get down there. That'll be a great, great scene, I think, on Sunday afternoon.
The Kevin Harlan Show weekly here on the Joe Rose Show with Zach Grant.
As long as the Dolphins keep
catching
winning.
Catching 1-4, even on Monday night, we've got Kevin Harlan.
Kevin, thank you as always. We always appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Kevin.
We'll talk to
All
you
right,
again
guys.
Soon.
Take care. Thank
I
you.
I look forward to it. All right. Take care. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Kevin Harlan joining us once again here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right. I got to talk about something else, man. The big secret, I call it. It's not really a big secret. I tell all my guys, and they call me, and they want to know more about it. I'm talking about Nuceria. And my good friend, Dr. Alex Alonzo at Nuceria Health, put me on a proven hormone replacement therapy that's increased my energy, really raised my sexual lift. I just feel a lot better, man. I want more energy. I want to lose some weight. And I want to enjoy my wife and enjoy my 60s and 70s. I want to just get the most out of the fourth quarter of life is what I'm saying. I have a couple of recommendations. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Nuceria, but I just want to say this. When you go to one of these places for testosterone therapy or any of these other programs, you need a really, really good doctor. You do, because you're getting blood work done. You need somebody who can read it and really listen to you and put you on a program that's safe and healthy for you. His name is Dr. Alex Alonzo, and he's as good as there is anywhere in South Florida. They're located in Dade County, but I want to say this. You can set up a Zoom call anywhere you are. You don't have to worry about it. You can meet with him. He's fantastic. I wouldn't recommend anybody else. And trust me, if you've been following me for 20 years, I've been with all of them. And I just want to say this. Nucera Health is a way to go. It really is. I've been so happy with the program. 786-305-6337. It's 786-305-6337. Or go to mynucera.com to learn more. Again, it's fantastic. Great results for you. Check it out. Dr. Alex Alonzo and his staff over there are unbelievable.
AM 560 Sports WQAM has tickets for you to see the comedy legend Adam Sandler at Hard Rock.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.